Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I'm just going to have to fix my mic here during the break because I always turn them around, and Benny always makes me uncurl the wire, which I normally do. But then I have to bend them up. It's quite a little ordeal that we do. Everybody has their own particular way that they love to use the mics. We're mic specific, aren't we, Benny?
100% right.
Everybody.
100% right.
Because Sue was just in here. And, you know, maybe I should turn it back around, right? So let's see. How did she have it, Benny? So, okay. Hold on.
We can do it live on the air. That's cool.
Like that. Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that how she did it?
That's how she did it.
All right. I'm going to roll.
See, now you can see your guest.
I'm going to roll with it this way.
Everyone can see you on the webcam.
I'm going to roll with this.
All right. Go for it.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody. Hey, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Oh, my gosh. Guess who is sitting in the house here with us? You don't even know.
I do, too.
You do?
But I'm not going to give it away because you're the host.
You
looked
it up.
No, I know who it is.
You did?
Yes.
You do?
I did. I do.
The medium next door, Maureen Hancock, is in Seattle.
Woohoo!
She's not just in here during the show. Of course she is, and we're going to open up the phone line. So you're going to be able to experience Maureen in a way that you haven't done before. But she is doing like a total gig here in Seattle. She just flew in. You know that she just got off the plane.
Just like that, huh? Did you go pick her up at the airport?
I didn't go pick her up.
Where's the offer?
Well, I would have picked her up, but I had a show this morning.
That's fine.
Yeah, Thursdays are my, like, all you do is radio day.
Could have given him, an encore. You could have just, hauled up here on the carpool lane, had that little moment with Maureen.
That's right. That moment of going 60 miles an hour, then jamming on the brakes because everybody ahead of you is
like
stalled.
Seattle traffic.
Yeah, we could have had a moment like that. Maureen is joining us here today. Let me tell you a little bit about her, and then you're going to hear from her directly. It's really kind of cool because I got to meet Maureen on several occasions and I've had her on the show, but never on this network at this time. So those of you that are tuning in from CBS, as well as WBOQ, as well as KKNW, all of you from across the country that are listening, this is a first time you've heard her on these networks. Now, many of you heard her on my other network when we interviewed her, but today we get to speak to her in the daytime. Not necessarily in the nighttime. She's somebody that has an extraordinary ability to connect with loved ones beyond the grave. Now, yes, that's right. So she could have been in the movie where the line came up, I talk to dead people. Although she doesn't talk to dead people, I don't believe, because I've learned so much about her. And I learned the difference between psychic and medium, and you're going to hear that today. And she is a hoot. So we're going to have fun. But more than that, she has appeared on the front page of several newspapers. You're going to find out why she's here in Seattle. She's also part of understanding and helping so many service organizations find people, look at what's going on, uncover some clues. Just that and many more. She's been on radio. She's been on television. She's had her own show. And she provides many, many services because she simply wants to. But she's here today. We are going to be taking your calls. And we are going to connect you directly. And if you want to kind of get in the queue quickly, the best way you can do that is call our toll-free number. Benny will get as many of you as possible in the queue. And then we will connect you. The best way to do that is we do have a toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And actually, the first three of you that call in, we're actually going to give you a copy of her book, The Medium Next Door, Adventures of a Real Life Ghost Whisperer. Maureen, that is so cool.
Thank you.
Benny,
thank you.
I'm here with the Ghost Whisperer. Like the real one.
It's the biggest treat for us.
It's the real deal.
I expect to see like a lot of presence around me right
you
now. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You know where I'm coming from?
I don't know, Maureen. He's expecting to see things around him.
Right. We'll see as the show goes on. Yeah. Yeah. It's like the Verizon commercial of dead people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Always. You know, it's kind of interesting because having you here in person, Maureen, it's a little different than doing like the radio thing where you're on the phone and ba-boom like that.
Yeah.
Now, you do a gazillion of those.
Yeah, and it's so cool to be in studio.
It
it's
is
even
so cool.
Better.
And yeah. to kind of be like looking in your eyes and,
totally.
You know, thinking, oh, okay, who's she seeing around me right now?
Right.
But let's be really clear about this for people to get a sense of what you do and how you do it. But before we even do that, I want to take a moment while Benny's getting the phones that are just okay. So here's what I want to say to all of you out there. And I don't know if we can use the instant feedback mechanism. I want to ask Maureen in a minute. But for those of you out there that are dialing in, if the call drops, it's because we have so many people coming in. Benny can only get one at a time. So just keep. Well, there you go. You keep redialing. That's it. You've got it down. Now, we have an instant feedback mechanism where people can type in their questions. Is that would that work during the show as well?
I can take questions as long as it's not, you know, can you connect to my mother? I like our father.
Tell people
the,
how they should be getting ready for you.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
Because you have educated me.
I'm going to ask them who they want me to try to connect with. They may get someone else. Through the instant feedback, they could ask a general question, not making a connection, because I need to actually hear their voice to be able to make a spirit connection.
All right.
But they can ask questions, too.
All right. So you get to call in because we've cleared the board, and we're not using up any phone lines for guests today because Maureen Hancock's right here. So you can call our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. And Mr. Benny is doing a fabulous job. He's already in there picking up the phones, 1-800-930-2819. Now, if you cannot call in, because I think many of you listen to the show at work, we have provided an instant feedback mechanism for you. And actually, we've just initiated a chat room, and, you know, that is going to launch next week. But the instant feedback mechanism is really simple. You could go to transformationtalkradio.com, and you can take a look. I believe it's on the right-hand side, and it says ask your question. Or you could go to drpatlive.com, which is the drpatshow.com. And what you can do is also ask your question there. And then in a minute, I will bring up a screen, and we'll see what we could do. Let's talk about the book for a minute while we're waiting. Because you could see we're just, you know, in the queue to get so many things going on. What should people know when they call in? What kinds of questions should they be ready to ask you?
Well, anything about that they're curious about life after death, or some people might ask, you know, what is heaven like, or are my loved ones still angry with me? There's just a ton of different types of questions. Some people want to know if someone who didn't speak English can communicate, and it's the language of love, and they certainly can. And just, you know, the book, I answer so many questions that we all have, burning
yeah.
questions about, you know, where are they? Where did they go? Are they still around us? Can they hear us? How do they come through to us? Because there's a million ways that they give signs, especially dreams, and maybe you hear your name being called. Has that ever happened to you before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Yep.
And then you actually walk up to people and say, did you call me? I actually did that this past weekend.
Wow.
You know, I heard somebody call my name. My friend, you know, everybody on the radio knows me as Dr. Pat, but most people know me as Patty. So I hear Patty.
Okay.
Right? And so that happened to me a couple of times. And I turned around and I said, you know, and I actually asked, did somebody here call me?
Wow. Would your mom call you Patty?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, maybe it was your mother or one of your friends.
It could have been anybody, right?
Yeah, right.
Very interesting. So while Benny is busy getting the phones, and I want to just tell everybody, I'm going to give you that toll-free number again, 1-800-930-2819. I wanted to talk about the book for a minute and
sure.
what you're going to be doing in Seattle.
Because okay.
you've got a full plate here.
I do.
All right. Tell us.
Well, after this, I'm going to be at Ravenna's Third Place Books in Seattle for a book signing and free postcards from heaven, which is where I give messages. And that's 12:30 to 2 o'clock today. And back in Boston, you know, the shows that I do three sold-out shows a week, up to 500 people. So it's a great chance for people around here to get to see me free and maybe buy a copy of the book. And people say they can't put the book down, that it gives them a lot of comfort. There's a lot of stories of survival, especially from parents who've lost children. And then I infuse lighthearted humor because I was a stand-up comedian in Boston, so now I'm known as the comedian medium.
The comedian medium. And I love that because I would imagine in that what you do, you have to have sort of a sense of humor. I mean, don't some of these people that have moved on have a little bit of a sense of, like if you were to get my dad, he would be like teasing you like all over the place, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Collect call from heaven to accept the charges.
That's right.
So, yeah, it's a celebration of life and memories. They don't want it to be another wake. They want it to be like bring you joy and help you to live a good life until we're all together again one day. And yeah, they come through just like their personality. So if somebody was funny, then I start to do a little Whoopi Goldberg, like, Morticia. Orlando, is that you? What'd you do to your hair?
And I want to just tell everybody, you're going to get to experience this directly at one of our fabulous third place books places. This one is the Ravenna Third Place Books, and it is in a fabulous, fabulous place. There's plenty parking. There's actually a parking lot right maybe like 40 feet away. So it's a fun place, good coffee as we know it. And it is the Third Place Books in the Ravenna. And I believe that's on 65th. You know, it's somewhere on 65th, a little bit between 25th. So it's just right on the outskirts of the University District. So you all know where it is. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to take your calls. If you want to connect with Maureen, which you probably will do. I always like it how we get the first couple of people and then folks listen to how that's going to roll. And then we get like 1,000 more. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Make 2011 the year of healing your money pains. The Money Whisperer provides a safe, tranquil place in a hectic world where you can rebuild your relationship with money, lose your fear for money matters forever, resolve your financial obstacles so you can live the life you envision for yourself. Through the Money Whispering process, you'll enjoy the long-lasting positive effects on your life. And working with the Money Whisperer will take you where you are in control of your money. For contact information, visit themoneywhisperer.com.
What's for dinner? Well, you won't need to ask that question anymore when you become a Lucky Palate subscriber. Lucky Palate delivers tasty, affordable vegetarian meals to your home or business throughout the greater Seattle area. So call Lucky Palate Vegetarian Meal Service for more information at 206-352-2583. Or visit their website at luckypalate.com. Delicious, nutritional, heat and serve meals answer the question, what's for dinner?
Our work is to help our students become aware of who they actually are. Whether you are just exploring the idea of teaching yoga, or a seasoned teacher who needs to keep up your skills, or someone who wants to deepen your practice, our programs are created with you in mind and are approved by Yoga Alliance and licensed by the state of Washington. We offer three levels of training so you can progress at the pace that respects your lifestyle and resources. For more information, go to yogatrainingseattle.com. That's yogatrainingseattle.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Mushrooms. Worth paying attention to, traditional use as well as modern research has shown that many mushrooms can enhance immune health and boast an array of other useful properties. These include anti-cancer and anti-tumor effects. Add medicinally valuable mushrooms such as shiitake, maitake, and reishi to soups, rice, beans, and other foods, or take in liquid extract form or powdered in capsules. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
They got you on the webcam on that one. Yay. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Yes, I just want to be really clear. Maureen Hancock is in the studio. She's also going to be at Third Place Books, and that's going to begin at 12:30, correct?
Yes.
And tell folks what you're going to be doing there, and then we're going to go to the phones. But before we do that, I want them to know it's a special signing. And
yes, I'm going to do a demonstration called Postcards from Heaven, where I just kind of go around the room and give messages. And back in Boston, the shows sell out like mad, thankfully. And here you get to come experience it for free and possibly pick up a book. So 12:30 to 2.
And maybe we'll get to have Benny, you and me, maybe we'll get to get like a little postcard from time to time here in between calls. I also want to tell everybody we have some extra lines for you to call in. I would advise you not to wait because, you know, we're getting instant feedback messages like crazy. And I want to make sure you all call in to connect and have a reading with Maureen. 1-800-930-2819. You can call in toll-free anywhere in the country with that number, 1-800-930-2819. And I don't know if we've got our CBS instant feedback up that I'm going to let you handle that one. I'll take care of this one.
I'll let you know when they roll in.
Yep. 1-800-930-2819. Mr. B, what would you like to do?
Let's take Kathy from Burien first. And also, we have one extra book available, too. So get your dialing fingers going.
Oh, come on. 1-800-930-2819. Kathy's on the phone? All right.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. It's exciting to get through.
It is exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what we did was we actually made sure we cleared the phone lines, you know, for you and some special other people to get through. So I want you to meet Maureen. Maureen, meet Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi there. So I'm going to try to tune in and make some connections. And is there someone in particular you want me to try to tune into?
Well, if either one of my parents, my mom or my dad, if they can.
And just keep in mind, others may show up as well. You know, sometimes they can't figure out the on-demand button, you know, to the overseas operator. But so definitely I feel your mother a little bit stronger than your dad. I think she's coming right up to the front. And okay. And so just answer yes or no, and then I'll try to quickly place things. And I mostly hear, too. So mom had illness?
Yeah.
Okay. And were you right there when she passed?
I was on my way.
Okay. Because she wants to bring that up, though, but just know that it just feels like, you know, she's not a complainer, and she passed peacefully. And did dad go before her?
Yes.
Okay, because she's like, you know, Daddy was here to greet me. And, it, you know, this is my interpretation, but it feels like it had been a while for Dad before Mom.
Yes.
Do you understand? Okay. And it seems like he has a good sense of humor. He's kind of coming to the front like, oh, I don't believe in this crap. But, you know, and was he military?
Yeah.
He's folding the flag, so when I see that, he's just proud of that. Do you know if he snuck into the service early, like at 17?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
Okay, find that out if you can from any family members. And I'm definitely feeling a lot of pressure in my chest here. So almost like a lung thing, or did Mom have any fluid in the chest?
Yeah, she had an end-stage emphysema.
Okay, because I feel like I can't breathe, but I think she just wants to validate for you, you know, this is me, and we are always with you. I love your mom's energy. She's just like, hold your head high. I'm always here for you. And she's bringing up two children. Do you have two children? Are you one of two?
I have one.
Okay. And how many are you one of?
I'm one of five.
Okay. Maybe it's three and two. Sometimes they split it, you know, with the ratio of boys to girls. And one more thing before we... Is it three and two? Kathy?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Yes. So one more thing, too. She just said happy birthday. Is someone's birthday right now?
My son's birthday was June.
Okay. So she's especially watching over your son. So no, she's not missing out on his life, okay? All right, Kathy?
Okay.
All right. God bless.
Thank you, Take Kathy. Care. Thank you. We're going to be taking some more calls, but I think I would love to go to one of our instant feedback questions that have just come in. And if you all want to participate through instant feedback, it's going to be really easy for you to do. All you would need to do is just go to drpatlive.com or transformationtalkradio.com. And then we have an instant feedback screen right there. So I've got a question for you, Maureen. Question for Maureen Hancock. I want to thank you for helping to lead my stepdaughter's children back to her. She found herself in a position where she had to give three of her eight children up for adoption at birth years ago. She did this, I am sure, with a heavy heart, but with so much love for them. She made sure that they all went to the same family. With your help, this is somebody you've helped. With your help, they found their birth mother in a few weeks ago. It could not have come at a better time. Her father suddenly passed 4 months ago, and her son tragically passed 2 years ago. Thank you for helping Joy back to our lives. My question is, this is from Kathy from Halifax, Massachusetts. My question is, if my husband can guide me, I am not sure if I should try to stay where I am or move. Finances are tight. I just don't know what to do. Stay and try to make a go of it, or cut my losses and start afresh somewhere else. This may be an incorrect question for you, but I felt that I need to ask it. And please know that I keep your father in my prayers. Love to you and your family, Kathy.
Okay.
I love this question because, you know, what Kathy is also asking, you know, is there some way, and this is the question I think I asked you earlier, you know, is there a way we can call upon people that have passed to help guide us?
Absolutely. And what I always say to folks is, you know, they can't fix everything, because we can't help but want to reach out and have our loved ones in spirit kind of make everything easier, which we hope for. But they can give you the strength that you need to get through the tough times. And I am getting for this, Kathy, nice note. I did hear it so loud in my head. No, she needs to move on, you know, and it wasn't like cut your losses. It was definitely more start fresh and everything's brand new, and that the second half of her life will be glorious if she allows it. So we are guided. If you just pay attention to those subtle nudges, we all have them, you know, even if it's just take a left here, don't go right, or, you know, it's time to quit this job and move on, and it'll eat away at you a little bit. So when you pay attention and you listen, then things start to just unravel in a beautiful way around you.
Boy, that is such a powerful message today. I mean, it's actually this is my second hour of radio today. And, you know, it seems to be a theme of paying attention to what you're really hearing and not let sort of the mind or the ego get in the way, because, you know, there's such finiteness to it at the moment. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can be so logical in trying to find solutions to things, you know, and the idea of this, what you just said to Kathy here, is don't think about it as cutting your losses, right?
Right.
But that's the way our mind, that's the way like we would work. would be like, oh, this is my scenario here. If I make the change, I've got loss.
Yeah, and I look at it different. You don't have loss. You have renewal and a beautiful gift that's been handed to you to start fresh and start with a positive attitude instead of the cup's half empty.
It's, I love that.
It's full. Yeah.
That is so good. Mr. Benny!
Well,
you're so busy today.
I know. I appreciate it.
I'm doing pretty good with the timing, don't you think?
Yeah, pretty good. And let's sneak off, though, to an early break. I think that would work
best. I would love to do that. We're going to take a short break. We've got callers calling in. We've got a couple of you that, you're ringing. Hey, those of you calling in, just give us a second. We will pick you up. Don't worry about it. We got you. You've got that toll-free number. Put that in speed dial, and bam, wherever you are, that's where you live. Wherever you are. That's where you live. All right, we'll be right back.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Feeling ill? See Dr. Phil. That's Dr. Phil Kongler at Wellness One of Eastgate. If you're suffering from pain caused by an auto accident, a sports injury, or a herniated disc of the back or neck, or if fatigue due to stress is robbing you of your energy and vitality, you need to talk to Dr. Phil, a chiropractor who cares. The website is eastgate.wellness1.net. Don't let another day go by in pain. If you're feeling ill, see Dr. Phil. Go to eastgate.wellness1.net.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Everybody, we're kicking it up here. So first of all, I want to thank you, Alan. Alan, thank you, sweetie. Alan has sent us a message and said book signing at Ravenna Third Place Books, 6504 20th Avenue Northeast. So that's on the corner of, for those of you out there, it's on the corner of 65th and 20th, and it's a really cool place. And you can go over there and experience wow, Maureen, this is amazing. You're going to do this here. I can't even believe it. Maureen Hancock. Also, you'll be able to get a copy of her book, The Medium Next Door. It's a fabulous, fabulous book. She and I talked about this book extensively on the last interview we did, and maybe she'll give you some little stories here, too. We're going to be taking your instant feedback messages, Tony. Andrea, we will get to you. But Benny, I'm going to go to you right now.
All right, let's take Cheryl from Redmond. She's been waiting patiently. Cheryl, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, good morning, ladies. Thank you, Benny. I have a question, or my father has been on my mind, and he passed about 5.5 years ago, and he's just been coming to my mind a lot. So I was wondering if you could get anything or
okay.
if there's anything you're picking up.
Sure, and just keep in mind, Cheryl, that sometimes others might pop in as well because, I have no control over this, but I've noticed that when they start to pop into our mind just out of the blue, and it's sort of like that nagging in a nice way, like, wow, why does he keep showing up? And, you know, there's a lot of energy around things that are going on in your life and that you might need a little extra guidance or help right now. We get those gut feelings we can feel our loved ones, whether you feel like a breeze or, you start to have dreams when you haven't in a while. And, did not everyone get to say goodbye to Dad?
No, I didn't. I had seen him about a month before, but he lives in California and I live in Seattle.
Okay, because that's one thing I feel he wants to bring up for you and others to let go of that you didn't get to say goodbye, because there are no goodbyes. Like, I'm not dead, I'm just different. That's my favorite saying. So, he seems like he has sweet energy. He's just kind of smiling. Is he a little bit like private?
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Yeah, because I'm trying to, get him to come through, and he's like, this really isn't my cup of tea. I'm a little bit private. But, I have to tell you, I don't get any, bad feeling. I just feel like at this point in your life right now, you just need him a little bit more. So talk to him, reach out, pray to him, and just say to him, listen, I trust your guidance. I know you'll help guide me in the right direction. And we just have to be more aware, like the question you asked earlier, Dr.
Yeah.
Pat. Yeah.
Yeah, be more aware.
Yeah. And do you have children?
I have two children.
Because it feels like a little bit of the energy is around. You have a son?
Yes.
A little bit of the energy is around your son that, he might need a little extra help right now. Anything going on with him?
He's getting ready to make a move to a new house.
Okay. So, like I said, it feels gentle and nice, but he is guiding your children, and teach them that he is still there for them and to reach out to him. So everything feels good, Cheryl. Go ahead.
I have one question, and I think the thing that's been coming up that I've been working on is because I live here and my mother's still in Sacramento, buying a condo in Sacramento, and I'm just wondering if there's any guidance that comes through on that.
About you buying one, her buying one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kind of honestly went flat. Like, I wasn't, I think sometimes too, they leave that decision up to that person. So she has free will, and she mm-hmm. gets to decide. And are you hoping that she doesn't?
No, it would be myself buying it.
Oh, you.
And having a place there as well. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Your mom is very independent, so I don't know how she feels about it, but if that's what's working up in your gut, you have to follow that and do it. If you can't stop thinking about it, then they usually want you to act on it. So, luckily we have free will, but I would say go for it.
Okay.
Thank you, Cheryl.
All right.
God bless.
Maureen, thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, Benny, what do you think? You want me to go?
Let's hit up a question.
Let's go to one of our instant feedback messages. Let's go to Andrea in Gold Bar. My grandmother passed away on Easter, and I wanted to say hi to her. I love you, and thank you for the beautiful gift she gave me when she passed. I was with her. Any feedback or messages from her, welcome. Thank you.
Well, like I said in the beginning, I don't really make a spirit connection from an instant message, but I think it's pretty cool. I'm trying to shake off the energy of the nice dad we just had on the phone. Like, oh, I didn't know the line was disconnected.
Ah!
So, as she said, she was right there and feels the beautiful
right.
presence of her grandmother. And like, I can't stress it enough that we need to trust it more and
yes.
talk back to them. Even
yes.
if we don't hear them talk to us,
yes.
they're always saying, just trust that I'm there, even when you can't feel me.
Well, let me ask you a question that was part of sort of, you know, this telephone thing that somebody was trying to get me. Called me on my cell phone to get a question for the show today because they had a meeting. And it was about, how do we stay tucked into our intuition? How can we ask? I mean, you know, in Andrea's case, how can she ask her grandmother for help? Because remember what you just said with our previous caller around the son that's moving. It's like the dad, you know, the granddad's going to help the son. So we don't think about intuitively how to ask people that have passed to help us in a life, in a situation.
Right.
Is that possible?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So let's talk about that for a second, and then we'll hop off to the phones again.
Yeah, that's their hope, that we reach out and talk to them, pray to them, whatever way resonates in your heart. And, you know, there's many tools that we can use as well in our daily life to help us stay clear, doing meditation, especially if you don't pay attention much, you can have someone guide you in a guided meditation. But learning how to breathe properly, do yoga, work out, go for a walk, anything to stay clear, because guess what? Our head gets in the way and we overthink things. And for your friend, I would tell her that all the negative things that are coming up in her life, that she says, I followed my intuition. And
yeah, and I got to know, and, you know, I'm in sales, and, you know, I've reached out, and I thought I was going to get this major account. She actually lives in New York, and I didn't. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like I'm off my game. That was the language.
Yeah,
that
I was it. I will say to her, absolutely not.
All right.
Everything that presents itself to you is for your higher lesson. You know, she agreed to go through certain things to learn from them. And guess what? In about a month or two, she's going to realize why she didn't get the account. Things are going in a different direction and look back and say, oh, this is why I kept being told no on all these different things, because I didn't know this was going to come up. So you have to trust that even if it's negative, look at it. I step out of things and I say, what am I supposed to learn from this? Instead of, woe is me. Why? Right? You have to change your attitude.
You really do. Even if somebody's on the phone with you, and we go through this all the time, Maureen, people don't understand that we actually reach out and we hope that folks like you will say, yeah, I want to be on your show. Not everybody does that. And there's this energy that happens at that pivotal moment. And it happens all the time in life, right? But it's a pivotal moment where there's either going to be a yes or a no, or a maybe. And when we get the yes, we're all happy. When we get the no, we're all sad. Doesn't that energy affect how we move on?
Oh, yeah, because we get stuck in it instead of moving on from it. Let it go. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Let it go and be in the moment of today. I work with sick children at Children's Hospital in Boston.
Yeah.
And guess what? That gives me perspective, okay?
Yeah, it does.
Things are not as bad as they seem. I'm blessed that I can even sit here right now and breathe and be healthy, and my kids are healthy. So
I'm so right there with you.
Yeah.
Mr. Benny.
All right, let's take John from Perryville, Arkansas. He wanted to connect up with you, Maureen, so welcome to the show.
Hi, John.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Cool. Let me connect you with Maureen.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good, thanks. But I should already know how you're doing, right? So, John, how can I help you?
Okay, I've had a deal. I've been to a lot of different gurus, teachers, psychics, and so forth, and I've had to deal with a lot of core issues. Didn't trust myself, didn't love myself, didn't respect myself, and then some of the bigger issues is fear of women, fear of relationships, a lot of fear in my life, and it seems it ends up being narrowed down to the relationship that I had with my mother. She was somewhat abusive to me when I was a smaller child. Of course, you know, people are going to typically deny, you know, like I did, of course. But I'm really trying to find out how I can find peace with my mom so I can release some of these fears and bad emotions that are haunting me.
Mm. Well, I mean, that's definitely something that a lot of the listeners can probably relate to, because a lot of times we do source things from our childhood and then we bring it into adulthood and you know, I'm not a counselor by any means, but John, I feel like you are an old soul And you've probably been told that many times before. And, you know, we agree to go through a lot of stuff in our lives when we're an old soul. And, you know, if you can step out of it and say, wow, you know, those horrible things I went through with my mom actually, you know, have made me stronger, even though you can't see that right now because you're stuck in the fear of everything and holding on to old stuff that no longer serves you. So it really does take, it's sometimes it's a lifelong practice of, you know, learning to let it go and surrounding your mother with love. You know, I can feel her a little bit, like, of course you would imagine they would come through and say, I'm sorry. But I know that when your mom passed, she saw her book of life, which we all see when we pass. And I won't know for sure till I get there, but of what she did and didn't do and how her actions affected your life. And now it's up to you to say, no, you know, I must have agreed to go through some heavy stuff. And now I want to take that and have it make me stronger instead of weaker and fearful and all these emotions that do nothing for you for living a full life and a good life. And just trying to be present instead of in the past, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, John, do you meditate?
Yes, I do.
Is it hard for you, though? Do you get bored and then you stop?
Yeah, I do.
Because I just heard, you know, you don't have a long, all right, the attention span of a gnat, okay? So I said it. But John, I feel like...
That's John and me.
Yeah, like you are... blessed, even though you can't see the blessing right now. You have awesome energy. I would just say, just keep meditating and surround your mom in love and forgiveness and say, no matter what happened with us, I'm coming from a place of forgiveness now so that I can let go of the old and move forward and have this release from my cell memory. Okay, John?
I certainly do appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John. Let's take a short break, everyone. And we've got some folks on the line. When we come back, we'll be putting you right up here, front and center, with Maureen Hancock, everyone. I want to make sure, for more information about Maureen, more information about her book, go to her website, maureenhancock.com. Don't forget, book signing, Ravenna Third Place Book, starting today at 12:30. And that is in Seattle. We'll be right back.
As I turned up the collarbone, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you're experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to your individual needs. We're open 7 days a week with convenient locations in Green Lake and Queen Anne. New clients, mention hearing this ad and enjoy $20 off your first massage visit at Dream Clinic. Learn more about us at dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863. Discover Dream Clinic and experience the difference.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Get ready ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with a Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with a Deal.
Disregard a broken bottle top and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the...
All right, everyone. Welcome back. Wow, Benny. Good job, dude.
Thank you.
Picking at music, Maureen Hancock is in the house. Very, very special to have her here. I've had the pleasure of having her on my radio show at other points in time. I just want to remind everyone, she will be doing something very special at Third Place Books, Ravenna. And you can find out more about where they are if you just, well, let me tell you where they are. Third Place Books is in Ravenna. It's actually 6504 20th Avenue Northeast. And what that means, it's really on the corner of 65th and 20th. So it's just right outside of the U Village. A great place, plenty of times for you to connect. And Alan, thank you again for sending that. So hopefully, when you go there, raise your hand and introduce yourself, okay, to Maureen so she can meet you personally. Thank you for letting everybody know. Now, Maureen, let's tell folks how they can get a copy of your book, and they can do that through your website, right?
Yes, they can go to maureenhancock.com, and you can order right there, or you can go on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And people say they can't put it down, and I'm so,
yeah, it's
so
true.
Excited.
It is true. And this is so cool having her here. Mr. Benny, I think we should, we've got some folks waiting on the phone.
Sure.
And people are still trying to get in, and you're the man.
Busy day. Thank you very much, by the way.
All right.
I appreciate that. Let's take Lynn. She's calling in from Seattle. Welcome to the show, Lynn.
Hi there.
Hey there.
My dad passed away last August, so it's not been quite a year. And being that it was Father's Day recently, he's been on my mind a lot. I kind of ebb and flow with being a little bit better at his passing. Mm-hmm. And I guess I just want to know if everything is, you know, in a better place for him.
Oh, yeah. I definitely see him smiling, Lynn, and he's whole again. He's his old self. And there's another man with him. Does he have a brother passed?
No.
Or brother?
He was an only child. He has a father who he was at complete odds with.
Okay.
Do
you know, is anyone George?
Yes, my grandfather.
Okay, so he's with
George. I adore him.
Okay.
He's there.
And he passed, correct?
Yeah.
I was going to say, you better make a call because he's coming through. I'm so
sure,
proud.
My grandfather is?
Your grandfather is with your dad, and your dad feels so peaceful, Lynn. I just want to jump through the radio and just give you a hug from heaven because, you know, he's whole again. And this is my interpretation, but was your dad, not with it?
At the end? Or?
Yeah.
He had a cancer,
okay.
A blood cancer, a rare blood cancer.
Oh, and... He keeps saying, I heard you, I heard you, I heard you. So if you were talking to him and he seemed out of it, he definitely wants you to know he heard you. And he just needed to leave in his own time. But he does feel very peaceful. And do you have any Florida connection?
Yes. Well, I don't have any Florida connections, but I know my parents spent time down there, and I believe his dad was buried in Pensacola.
Okay. And to me, that means you have the Florida connection because he's bringing it up for your family. So he wants to bring that up. I know he's with all the family. He just feels awesome. I love his energy. So I want you to know that he's happy and he's peaceful and he's just smiling so big because he doesn't feel gone from you. And he absolutely hears you. And don't be surprised if you have a dream in the next few days. Okay, Lynn?
Okay. And does he see, this is a, you know, he was through a good part of my life. He was unemotionally available to me. And as he, you know, grew older, he became a better father and a better father. And, of course, when I married, I chose someone that was unavailable to me.
Mm.
So, excuse me.
Okay.
Moving forward in my next partnership,
yes.
Do you see that coming up for me again? I mean,
no, no, because I feel like you're so grounded in the fact that you're not going to repeat that again. You have to be strong, and I know that. You know, we just had a caller who had a similar question, that this is part of your life experience. It's part of what you came here to learn from and to we all repeat, right? So let's break the cycle right now. But I can feel your dad giving you strength. I know, just, you know, when it's not, this is something that Cheryl Richardson said, who's with Hay House. But
yeah.
If it's not an absolute yes, it's a no. So I try to measure everything in my life with that. Like, I try not to have the disease to please and be there mm-hmm. for everyone if I just can't even be there for myself. So time for you to live your life, Lynn, in the best way that you can. You have the choices. You have control over your attitude. So do it for your dad. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Do you see that partner here now or coming in the immediate future?
No, I don't, honestly, because I just feel like, you know, you really have to work on yourself. It's okay, you know, to be alone and to find joy within, and then you'll clear out and you have to remove a couple of these heavy layers. And all of a sudden, when you're not looking for it, there they are. It's like... Mm-hmm. I promise you, you will be happy again because I can see that. I just don't see a time frame, so that means you still have some work to do. But it's right around the corner
mm-hmm.
if you choose, okay? So choose the right attitude and pay attention to your gut. And the minute you feel like this is a repeat, see ya. Kick him to the curb. God bless, Lynn.
All right. Thank
Take
you, Lynn.
Care.
Thank you so much. We have time for one more caller, which Benny will get. There he is. He's back and forth. Mr. B. Wow. What a great show, Maureen. Absolutely
so
phenomenal.
So
for more information, you can find out more about Maureen. Go to her website, MaureenHancock.com. And don't forget today in the Seattle area, for those of you tuning in Seattle, you'll be able to visit her at Third Place Book in Ravenna. Now, for those of you that are listening on the East Coast as well, look it. She lives in your neck of the woods out there.
Mm-hmm.
So those folks out there in the New England area, you know what? She does this every week with you.
Yeah, and I'm going to be on TV. I'm with ABC and Disney and the Ghost Whisperer producers. So I'm going to be on the Style Network after the first of the year. Yeah, we just shot the pilot in Boston.
No kidding.
It's really exciting. So it was so, so fun. And the show was very inspirational. And it's me. It's inspirational and quirky and fun.
It's the real
funny.
You.
It's
the real
me, so,
Ghost Whisperer.
Yeah, move over, Jennifer Love Hewitt. Okay. Mo is in the house.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Benny, we got time for one more.
Yeah, let's take Pam. She's calling from Onami, Minnesota.
All right, Pam.
Hi, Benny. Thanks. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi, Pam.
I was wondering if my brother was around there and maybe if he has my son with him.
Okay, and okay. Who lost a baby?
I did.
That's your son? Yeah, because your brother is coming through holding the baby, and he's, you know, in an excited, like, frantic way, like, I have him right here. He's right here. He's right here. So, and it feels like an at-birth passing or something like that. Do you understand?
A what?
Like, did your son pass, like, you know, just before being born or right at birth?
Oh, he was 15 months.
Oh, okay. So he's still a baby.
Close.
I was trying to figure out, like, how old is this little guy? But, oh, my God, your brother's smiling. Like, don't worry, Pam. He's safe, and I have him. And did your brother pass suddenly?
Yes.
I'm getting an unexpected feeling with him.
Yes.
And in a way, this could be off, but in a way, did his own actions cause his passing?
Yes.
Okay. He's been hanging around this radio studio. That was the guy hanging around with Benny.
The guy that was hanging around Benny.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because, Pam, have you been on hold for a while?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's it.
Your brother's been in studio.
Right.
He's funny, isn't he?
Oh, he's very funny.
Oh, he's a wise guy. So he's at peace. He's learned a lot. Do you mind if I ask how did he pass?
It was a drug overdose.
Drug overdose, okay. So he takes responsibility, but absolutely he has your little baby with him. They are together. Your brother's at peace, and you do pray a lot. So just trust in God, Pam, okay?
Okay.
All right, God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wow, what a great show. Benny, good job, Maureen.
Good job,
Thank
Benny.
You so much. Third
Thank
place books, right?
Me. Yes, I can't wait. Yep, free readings. Come on down.
All right.
It'll be fun, and I'll see you next year on the Style Network.
All right, everybody, stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Mary Jane Mack is in the house. We'll be right back.